Welcome to Talk of the Town End, episode 4, with your host, me, Tom Harrison. This is episode 4, and it is covering the Rotherham home game this last weekend, play ratings and review of the game. You can contact me on Twitter, which is at TalkOfTheAKTE. Once again, thanks very much for all the retweets, likes, favourites and messages that I've had off people. The feedback's been really good so far. Just hope that I can keep it going for you and you enjoy the content that we are that I'm putting out. So I'm going to get straight into it. The Rotherham game last Saturday. So it was Saturday the 29th of April. The last home league game of the season against already relegated Rotherham United. Preston lying in 11th with Rotherham 24th. The fixture finished 1-1. Bit of a disappointing result to end the season at home with against the league's bottom side. But not unsurprising, I think, unfortunately, following a loss of form, loss of players to injuries and suspensions recently. If we look at the first half of the game, we started with a 4-4-2 formation, a slight change from what we've been playing at home recently, which has seen more of a either a 4-3-1-2 or a 4-3-3. But I'm certainly not going to criticise Simon Grayson for going 4-4-2 at home. I think Rotherham is the sort of opposition that you want to try and impose yourself on, especially when playing at home, and to try and take the game to them. We certainly had the personnel to be able to play that formation, so I'm not going to criticise the manager there. Looking at the first half, there was an early chance for Preston. Some excellent work down the left from Tommy Spur and Aidan McGeady. Unsurprisingly, Aidan McGeady. Tommy Spur put an excellent crossover, I think it was in the first 5 minutes from memory, and Steve May was on the end of it, relatively unmarked in the 18-yard box, but narrowly put the ball wide. It was only then a few minutes later that Rotherham actually went ahead. 9 minutes, the goal scorer, Smallwood. They had a corner in front of the town end, ball crossed in, headed away on about the 6-yard line by Alan Brown, who then followed up that header himself. I felt his challenge on the edge of the box was particularly weak. The attacker managed to divert the ball away from Alan Brown, who sort of stuck his right leg in. But then no credit should be taken away from Smallwood for the finish on his left foot right into the bottom corner to put Rotherham ahead 1-0. Rotherham could have made it 2-0 only a few minutes later. Tom Adeyemi hit the outside of the post. We're really looking off the pace at that point. The tempo of the game seemed, from Preston's perspective, seemed quite slow. It almost had a practice match or a pre-season game feel about it from Preston, which was really disappointing. But I suppose not understandable in some aspects. And really, the Preston goal on 41 minutes from Stevie May was a complete bolt out of the blue. We'd managed to secure more possession leading up to that point, but certainly I wasn't expecting the goal. But it was a wonderfully taken goal from him after such a long absence through injury. You can see on the replays the delight that he shows at obviously scoring that goal. To be fair, he contributed very little beforehand. He had that chance early on, but I can't really remember much else that he contributed. Going into the second half then, there wasn't really a great deal that went on first 15 minutes. It was really the last hour. I think the substitution with Horgan coming on and Callum Robinson certainly made us up our game. And then when Mackinock came on, he had a couple of chances where he could have perhaps won the game. The first one was a wonderful piece of skill by Aidan McGeady, once again down the left, who turned the fullback inside out, crossed it over. Mackinock won the header, and the defender came out of nowhere to clear it off the line. The second chance, it was It was actually Alan Brown and Daryl Horgan that worked it well down the right. Horgan beat his marker, put a crossover, and it was headed up by Mackinock, and then it came down literally on the top of the bar and went out for a goal kick. He was really unlucky after coming on not to bag a winner. From Rotherham's perspective, I felt that Paul Taylor caused us problems all afternoon. He was my standout performer for the opposition. We just couldn't seem to get to grips with him. He's a pretty small guy, a bit like Horgan and McGeady, but he certainly played really well for Rotherham, in my opinion. So looking at the last 10 fixtures, we've only picked up two wins, which is really disappointing end to what has been quite a positive season on and off the pitch. Player ratings, so 4-4-2. Chris Maxwell in goal, I gave him a 6. He had no chance with the goal, but he was a virtual spectator in the second half, so I've given him a 6. A back four, Ty Browning, I've given him a 5. I just can't see him as a fullback. He looks to be carrying some weight, and he appears to be quite reactive instead of playing on the front foot. Having seen people like Callum Woods play for us, who plays the game on the front foot and is very keen to get close to the opposition, I think Browning is more of a reactive player, so I don't think fullback suits him well. Baptiste and Huntington, I've given them both 5s. Didn't really have much to do second half, but nothing they did particularly stood out. I thought Huntington might have troubled them from set pieces, but there wasn't really many efforts. Tommy Spur, I've given him a 6. The problem with Tommy Spur is he's always going to be compared to Greg Cunningham. He put an excellent crossover early doors for May. I thought he did what he needed to, playing at left back, but as I've said, he's always going to be compared to Greg Cunningham, which is unfortunate, especially considering the left backs we've had in the past. Moving to a midfield 4, Barkhuizen, he was played out wide. He didn't really get into the game from memory. And sort of an off afternoon for him, but he's been excellent for us. Daniel Johnson and Alan Brown in the midfield, very lightweight. They're not the ideal partnership in the middle there. Alan Brown, I would say he was at fault for the Rotherham goal because of the poor effort to win the second ball from his own header. And Daniel Johnson found it very difficult to impose himself on the game. Aidan McGeady, I've given him a 7. Clearly the best player on the pitch again. The reality is he's just too good for us. He's too good for Preston. It can be argued he's too good for this division. I've given him my man of the match. Whether he will be here next season, I don't know. I honestly don't know. If it was up, I'd love him to be here. I just can't see it. I think there will be other suitors out there that will take him, unfortunately. And then my front two of Hugel, I can't really recall anything he did, really. Quiet day. And May, I've given him a 6, purely because of the goal and the finish. But other than that, I thought he did very little. He was taken off after 65 minutes. Tom Barkhuizen came off after 65 minutes also. So, looking at the fixture overall, once again, we missed Ben Pearson. He comes back next Sunday at Wolves along with Paul Gallagher. It did feel like somewhat of a practice game or a pre-season fixture, and if it is the last we've seen of McGeady in a Preston shirt at Deepdale, then he certainly goes with our best wishes, and it's personally been an absolute pleasure to watch him play, and some of the things he's done at Deepdale have been absolutely breathtaking, and away from home also. But 2 wins from the last 10 has been a disappointing end. We're on 62 points. I'm hoping that we can pick something up next week at Wolves to give us a higher points total than last season, because we're currently level on points with what we achieved last season. So that's really everything for this podcast at the moment. I'm going to do one midweek within the next 7 days, looking at the Player of the Season awards that have been announced this afternoon, and just giving my take on them. But once again, I hope you enjoy it. Thanks very much for tuning in, and if you can spread it as far as possible, that'd be really appreciated. Thank you.